Hiya, and welcome to Is This Thing On podcast number 30. It's a good start, isn't it? I bring you the best in non-signed independent music. You've never heard, the songs you've never heard, music you have never heard before. And today, I'm going to play you Steve Lowe's Sigurdur Gunnlaugs, Arena Strastil, Doyle and the Forefathers, King Never, Lisa Hogan, Matt Stevens, Brian Wilbur Grunston, and I'll play a track as well. The best music you've never heard. So this week, the first track, and we'll kick off with Steve Lois and Trix. It's fantastic.
Up my sleeve just in case I need it. Been gambling my way through these bars with holes in my pockets. I gave it some time, and when time came around, I found I still ended up where I'd started. At the end of the night, as the whole town shuts down, I always walk away broken hearted. 'Cause love is a hard game to play. Sometimes you think you've sussed it out, and you give it all. Jokers will catch you out like an ace of spades. 'Cause love is a hard game to play. Down right where you can see them. 'Cause I got nothing to hide and nothing to lose, 'cause I'm an honest guy, that's my problem. I keep telling myself that I'm not the fool, but who am I kidding when I'm trying to play it cool? I'll give it all up someday, I swear, but until then, I'll keep learning that love is a hard game to play. Sometimes you think you've sussed it out, you give it all away. And those jokers will catch you out like an ace of spades. 'Cause love is a hard game to play. Love is a heart.
Beautiful. That's Steve Lois and Trix, and that's fantastic. I've got a lot of time for stuff like that, and I've got a lot of time for Steve Lois as well. I'm playing for him next week, week after next, at the Art House in Southampton on the 19th of May, which is going to be my birthday. You might have, if you follow my tweets or any of the other rubbish that I do, know that I'm trying to get 1,000 people to subscribe to the podcast by my birthday, which is on the 19th of May. I'm nearly there. I'm tantalisingly close at the moment. I'm not going to tell you how close I am, but I'm close enough to say, please, just a couple more and we're nearly there. So if you don't subscribe, if you just listen to this on the player, go to iTunes, subscribe, you will make my birthday. And so will Steve, actually, by giving me this really nice gig at the Art House in Southampton on my birthday. And I will catch up with him then. Right, the next person I'm going to play is Menar Sins, and Sigurdur sent me this. And it's a track called, and you have to excuse my pronunciation, My Icelandic. It's not what it used to be. This is a track, a really great little track. I thought I played it before, but I don't think I have. And it's called Gengi Afgun. Oh, what is it? It's Gengi. He's laughing now. I can hear him all the way in Iceland. Gengi Gufunum. Yeah, that's it. We'll be right back. Applause, and rightly so. That was a great track there. That's called, who was that? Was that him again? That's Gengia Gufnam by Men Are Sins. So I'm speaking it like a native now, aren't I? Now, Rainer Strastuhl's got a tune coming up next, and it's called Fuck You, People Who Annoy Me. I think I've played it before, but I don't care because I'm going to play it again because it's a really interesting track. So, again, this week, I'm playing stuff that you wouldn't necessarily hear. I mean, you might hear Steve Lois in your local bar. He would do if you lived in Southampton because he plays it quite a lot. In fact, I'm going to go and play with him soon. But now I'm going to play you a guy called Rainer Strastula, who I got into a while ago and actually downloaded some of his tracks off Bandcamp. I'm not too sure if this is on the album that I got. I got an album of his called Weird Scientist. This is a track called Fuck You, People Who Annoy Me. Is it Annoy Me? No, People Who Annoy, that's right. I can't explain it. You just have to listen to it. Tell me what you think. Yeah, tell me what you think. Oh, I've got a shout out later on for somebody who made a comment on iTunes. We'll get to that later. Anyway, this is Rainer.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, and that was Reign of Strastior. And how would you describe it? I don't know. I don't know what to say about it. I know that I love it. I think it's brilliant, and I can listen to it a lot. And in fact, I can listen to a lot of his stuff a lot. Some of his tracks are very long, 11 minutes, but there's nothing wrong with that at all. And some of them are very short. There's nothing wrong with that either. Right, now, Mac ACD, I don't know what that means, but I did a very nice comment for me on iTunes, on the podcast iTunes, on the podcast. On the iTunes podcast page. That's what I meant to say. So, Mac ACD. Not very good for a podcast. Me waving. I can't believe I actually did wave. I did wave then. Maybe I'll take a picture of that and put it up later on. Right. I'm going to play a track by Doyle and the Forefathers. Oh, hang on a second. It's exciting, isn't it? I'll take this call. Hello.
Hello, mate. I'm talking to Nick Tan, please.
You are talking to Nick Tan. Oh, hello, how are you?
It's fine, how are you?
Oh, fantastic. Very hungry.
Oh, I know. I got a message for four people, yeah?
Yes, that's fine.
That's fine, don't worry. I'll book the table at 8:30, yeah?
Fantastic, that's brilliant.
Don't worry, I'll be here to see you.
Oh, lovely. Thank you very much. I'll see you then.
See you, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Wow, that's my favourite restaurant. Calling me, telling me that the table that I booked will be ready at 8:30. Fantastic. It's the Namaste Kerala restaurant in Southampton. And you should go there. South Indian restaurant. And tonight we should go there with my friends and we shall eat dosa. And around the corner, now look at all this. It's like it's all planned, isn't it, this? Around the corner from the restaurant, which is the Namaste Kerala. Shall I say that again? The Namaste Kerala restaurant for all your curry needs in Southampton. For South Indian cuisine is a venue called the Hamptons. No, it's not called the Hamptons, it's just called Hamptons. And tonight, playing at Hamptons, is a band called Doyle and the Forefathers, whose track I'm going to play now.
Man.
Here goes to find out about the podcast, who's been played and where you can buy their music and stuff. Just go to isthisthingonpodcast.blogspot.com. That's isthisthingonpodcast.blogspot.com. Now, you might think that all that was kind of put together, but this is another coincidence that I've had. So I'm just ready to... I load all the music onto Logic, which is a program I use for doing the podcast. So I've already chosen the music, and all the sound files are sitting up here ready. And I've put them all in order. And now all I'm doing basically is I'm filling in the audio bits in between. So I'm just ready to introduce Doyle and the Forefathers, who, by the way, I got saw their Facebook update today saying they were playing at Hampton's tonight, and I messaged them back and said, "Oh, I'm going for an Indian meal earlier on in the... Well, I didn't say Indian meal, I just said a meal actually, tonight. But I might pop over if you can put me on the guest list, because it's a fiver to get in. I'm not going to pay a fiver and just pop in and say hello, catch a couple of tracks and then go again, because, you know, not much point really." So they said that they'll try and put me on the podcast. They'll try and put me on the guest list. So anyway, that's that. So as I'm just ready to introduce these people, the restaurant phones me and says the table's going to be ready tonight. Now, they could have done it later on in the podcast. They could have done it earlier on in the podcast. Or they could have done it after I finished recording the podcast. But they chose that time to phone up, or they didn't. Yeah, they did choose that time. Little did they know, or did they know? And now, if you listened a couple of weeks ago about the other... Did I talk about the other coincidence? I'm not too sure. I may have done. Anyway, now I'm going to play you. Who am I going to play you?
This is Matt from King Never, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
If I was to be honest with myself, I am a sinking stone. It's a long way down the wishing well. Expectations are low here at the bottom. I am a lonely stone, monolithic thoughts don't do any good. So I'll drift away. How could a stone ever
still going on. Sorry, Matt. That's another Matt, I believe. I think it's Matt. Oh, I quite like that little ending. Right, I'm going to play you one more song, and then I'm going to play a tune myself. I've got some guitars and stuff around here. To be perfectly honest with you, I haven't got a clue what I'm going to play. So while this is playing next, I shall get my guitar out and try and work out what I'm going to play. So I'm going to play you a song. And I'll introduce... I'll tell you about all that later. Anyway, this is something you haven't heard before. All the other stuff you haven't heard before, either. Or have you? I don't know. I don't go... Dunno, don't care, just listen, click on the clicks, buy albums, all that sort of stuff. Anyway, this is Lisa Hogan and Dead Flowers. And it's, do I keep using the same words? Fantastic, brilliant. It is brilliant, it's beautiful. Just sit back and let it wash over you. All right, bye. That was Lisa Hogan and Dead Flowers. And I really, really like that. I think it's a really beautiful track. All the tracks that you hear tonight, all the people that play on them, let's try that again. All the artists that I play today, all their links will be mentioned on the blog, and there'll be hyperlinks, so you can click on the links of their names and go to the websites where they've got all their stuff for sale. Next week, I'll be introducing a new feature. In fact, I'll be introducing two new features next week. One of them I'll keep quiet for the moment, but the main thing is a feature called Pure Acoustica. Now, I do a thing here in Southampton. I've started a group called Pure Acoustica, which is a group of musicians who play at various venues, etc., pubs and stuff like that, and who play collectively as Pure Acoustica and also play individually as Pure Acoustica. Pure Acoustica is a style. Pure Acoustica is not plugging into an amplifier or a PA or anything like that. It's basically just having an instrument and playing it and singing. Or it can also be, there's some magicians and some poets and stuff coming along as well. So it's basically an electricity-free zone. And next week, the Pure Acoustica will actually start to have a feed into this podcast. Now that will take the shape of an interview and a song, one or two songs. And I've recorded an interview today with a guy called The Real Raj. And if you're anywhere on the south coast, around Southampton, you'll have heard of The Real Raj. You might have even been lucky enough to catch him. So I interviewed him today, and along with my friend Dave Miles in Bristol, who'll be doing the same thing, we'll chat over Pure Acoustica. We'll chat about what the various developments are in Bristol and in Southampton. And next week will be my interview with Raj and his song that he wrote especially for the podcast. And then myself and Dave will discuss it, have a little bit of a chat, a bit of a chinwag about what's going on. And then the week after, he'll have an interview with an artist from Bristol, and we'll have a little chat about that afterwards. So in the meantime, I've decided I'm going to play you a tune. And I know what song I'm going to play you. This is a... hang on a second. See, now this... Yeah, that's my... you get to know all my messages now. All my ringtones and stuff. Right now. That's a text message from Raj, who I was just talking about. So you remember these coincidences? These coincidences are happening. They are happening a lot. So I've just talked about Raj, and he's just texted me. So what can you make from that, eh? I don't know. It's all going on. Right, I shall play you my tune. I wrote the song quite a few years ago, and it's on the album that's available, the People album. There's a People album on a studio People album that's available on Bandcamp. There's a little widget on the blog, and this is called Time and Time Again.
Everybody stop, I know everything or nothing, and then that's when the penny drops. You and him alone, thought just leaves me cold, and then I'm walking in the wilderness, and I'm so slowly growing old, knowing what I know, I'm going through the pain. Always seems to happen time and time.
And all that was, hang on, let me just hang this little thing up. Right, I shall now play a track, a fantastic, really, really lovely little track by Matt Stevens, and this is called Moondial.
Thank you. Mummy?
Yes, dear?
Mummy, I want to hear some of Nick Tan's wonderful songs.
Do you, dear?
Yes, Mummy. What can I do?
Well, dear, you can go to www.nicktan.co.uk.
Will there be details of his gigs there too, Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Will there be pictures of him and his instruments? Oh, Mummy, please say yes.
Yes, dear.
Will there be widgets too, to click on? You know, those ones that link to his blogs and his podcasts?
Yes, dear.
And links to his friends' websites too?
Yes, dear.
Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Are there links to simply everything that Nick Tan does there?
Yes, dear.
What was the address again, Mummy dearest?
www.nicktan.co.uk.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. Thank you so very much.
I love that Matt Stevens track, Moondar. It's one of my favourites of his. I think it's just brilliant. The way it builds up nice. Oh, I love it. Love it, love it, love it. Right, so next week we should be kind of back to normal, but with a few extra bits and pieces. The last few have been just concentrating on the music, which is nice, but I like the little other bits and pieces because they kind of flesh the thing out a little bit and make it a little bit more exciting, I think. So we'll have the Pure Acoustica section, which will be Dave Miles from Bristol chatting to me about the interview that I did with the Real Raj that I did today, and he just texted me and playing one of his songs. So we'll be discussing him amongst other little bits and pieces. Hopefully we should have some stuff from APOC and also Watch Your Mothers. Now you might be wondering why this track is playing underneath. This is a track by a guy called Brian Wilbur Grundstrom that I played as part of the first 15 a few weeks ago. And going through my little folder of music, I found this track, and sitting next to it in the same folder is another track. I thought, oh yeah, what's this? So I played it, and it's got absolutely nothing to do with this track that you're hearing now. So it's very interesting the way that we can listen to tracks by people that are doing one thing and then do another thing, completely different. And often it's a very big chore for artists to say what genre you're in. Or when people say, what sort of music do you play? Oh, I can't bother with these people. I really can't. What sort of music do you play? I just go, well, I write my own songs. I go, well, what's it like? Yeah, I'm quite grumpy, really. I put on this happy persona, but I'm actually quite grumpy and impatient. Well, maybe. Anyway, this is Brian Wilbur Grundstrom, and it's going to be the last track I play tonight. I'll put some jingles on afterwards to keep the jingle folk happy. Tweet me, all that sort of stuff, and I shall see you all next week. This is Brian Wilbur Grundstrom and an amazing track called Massa. Is it Masai? It's MAASI. Is that Masai or is that Marcy? Who knows? Anyway, see you next week. Bye.
Twitter.com.
You're talented and sexy, and you're listening to Is This Thing On?
Mummy?
Yes, dear?
I've been writing some wonderful songs of my own.
Have you, dear?
Yes. And now I want to send them to Nick Tan's fantastic podcast, Is This Thing On? Can I, Mummy? Please, please, please?
Yes, dear.
But, Mummy, how do I send them? How?
First, make sure that your name is part of the file name of the MP3.
It is, Mummy, it is. I've done that.
Good. Then, just attach no more than 2 to an email with details of your website, just one website, and send it to isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com.
Where, Mummy?
isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. You're the bestest mummy that ever was.
Email me at isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com. That's isthisthingonpodcast@gmail.com. With your MP3 submissions, Russian watch offers, foreign bank scams, and of course, Viagra.
Where do you go to find out about the podcast? Who's been played and where you can buy their music and stuff? Just go to isthisthingonpodcast.blogspot.com. That's isthisthingonpodcast.blogspot.com.